can take the stage and take the crown and take everything else. But it's only journey, Lord, with you, my love, taking all away from me, taking all away from me. If there's one thing that I ask of you, my Savior and my love, you can take the stage and take the crown and take ministry too. But it's only journey, Lord, with you, my love, taking all away from me, taking all away from me. Ay, 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 everything else. For this only journey, Lord, which is my love, taking all the way from me. If there's one thing that I ask of you, my Savior and my love, you can take the stage, take the fame, and take ministry too. But it's only journey, Lord, my love, taking all away from me, taking all away. Ay, 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 my desire is to walk with you. Desire is to know you, to know him. Oh, what a joy, what a joy, what a joy, what a joy to know him. Not because I want to stand on the highest stage, but knowing you for you, my God, what a joy, what a joy that fills my soul. Knowing you for you, I
been watching, I've been seeing, looking, and I realize that many of us have the Lord as a means to an end. It's as a means to an end. You say that you have dropped everything just to follow him, but you were hoping that you will gain everything that you dropped by following him. So you see men race systems. You were once a banker, you left everything, finance, and followed Jesus. But all of a sudden, you are turning your church to a banking system. You walk in Tefila Sin and Tefalata. You said you left everything to follow him, but you are hoping that you can gain your career back while in him. You are hoping that you can, all those years that you went will not go wasted. You are hoping that by following him, you will gain everything that you've lost. You are financial, those agendas create men who are selfish, who the only thing they desire is that they gain everything that they've lost in this journey, whether we gain or we lose. To live is Christ and to die is gain. It doesn't matter what comes our way, in sickness and in health, in wealth and in happiness, in kilikeliki na akusaya. It doesn't matter what comes my way, my God, I will cling to that old rugged cross. This encounters, and all of a sudden, in few months to come, they become idolatry. Scripture speaks about Gideon, how he rotted mighty things through him, and Gideon had to build something to remind them of what the Lord has done. But the moment they kept on gazing upon it, all of a sudden they began to bow. They replaced the Lord with the encounters that they had. I know that you have encountered the Lord, but here God said there is more. Do not build idolatry or idols around your encounters. There is more that needs to be seen. So you suddenly see that when the Lord is saying comfort either, you are saying no, I have already seen all that is, that is God. You that were once an hungry man, all of a sudden you are satisfied, and the Lord is calling you unto new depths. But you have erected an altar and we refuse to leave. We refuse to leave those certain places that we suddenly found the Lord. So it just says that Abraham will move from point to point and he will create an altar. He did not stop moving until he knew that where he has gotten to the promised land, the altars of Jacob did not stop him from moving forward. He got to a place and he says, this is Bethel. He knew that he had met God there, but instead of sitting in a place where he met the Lord and he wrestled with God, he knew that there was a better place for him. He said, I will proceed further. He did not sit upon it and say, this is El Bethel. He knew that even if I had wrestled with the Lord on this mountain, there is another mountain for me to conquer. I would not sit upon this mountain and think that this is all there is about the Lord. I will step further. I will move further. Brethren, be careful to not build idols around your encounters. I hear God say, drop off your idols. I know there was one time you were looking for El Shaddai, and he revealed himself to you, but all of a sudden he refused to move forward. That ain't what he's saying. That's a mentioned as Saliasin. Scripture says that the children of Israel were told to drop everything cold. And it will shock you to know that it was the ones that they withheld that they suddenly found in the day that they began to find the Lord. It was those ones that they withheld. It was the gold and everything that they withheld to themselves in secret that in the day that Aaron called and said, bring out your gold, it was the ones that they left. It was the remains. imagine that they had given everything out, they would have had an opportunity to create a calf that they could call their God. They will learn to lean on him. They will learn to lean on him. They will have waited for Moses to come down to show them their God. But because they left, they reserved themselves. They had remains. They had remains of themselves. They had remains. I hear God say, you think that you have given me yourself, but you have withheld some for the rainy day. You have withheld some knowledge for the rainy days. You have withheld some for the rainy days. I hear God say, come on, child of God, do not withhold thyself. Let go, let everything to cast your bread upon the waters. He says, if a corn of wheat shall fall to the ground, yes, I know he abides there, but all of a sudden, if he remain by the rivers of living water, he says again, again, he shall gain his water, mesati basaka belaka, ile menasira monosai tebesavo.
Doing them, there are places
My spirit. I pray, then I pray, Lord Jesus, answer me. I pray, then I wait, Lord Jesus, see my voice. It is with my soul. I pray, then I cry, Lord Jesus, answer me. When we Emmanuel, Emmanuel. So he will hold your hands and help you. He will not condemn. It's not the spirit of condemnation. Every single time you hear condemnation, it's not the Lord. So there is something about the Lord, he brings judgment. And that judgment precedes mercy. That the first time you hear it, it brings you to conviction. You suddenly realize that there's a better place, that it never brings you condemnation. His mercy is endures. God.